Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I am so excited because it is the fourth Monday of the month from 2 to 4. It is Al Fulton, MetOne Services. Hey, Al, how are you?
Hey, good, Dave. Thanks for having me on the show again.
Absolutely. This is always fun because you always bring on amazing guests. You are the, I'm going to call you the superstar of guests.
Oh, I'm patterning after Jason Bressler.
Oh, that's right. How is Jason? Oh, we're going to have a little private conversation about Jason Bressler. He's quite a networker. We got to get him on the show, too.
Yes.
He is phenomenal. Of course, that's Rotary 100, Phoenix Rotary 100, executive director, phenomenal networker. We'll have to talk a little bit more about him a little later because he's like old-fashioned networking.
Yes.
And you don't see that very much at all. No electronics with him. He has cards, books. Like, it looks like 27 pounds he's carrying, and it's all cards of people.
And he has them all memorized.
It is amazing. He is a really cool guy. I've known him about 8 years, and he just gets better with age. And he looks like a kid still.
And
amazing.
And he doesn't have an agenda.
Yeah, he doesn't have. His only thing is he wants to help connect people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is our special guest today that chimed in, Jim Hayden. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
This is great because what you're going to offer and talk about today, I think, is something absolutely critical that everyone needs to consider. You're a founder of Board Developer, Inc.,
mm-hmm.
and it's my understanding it's all about how really a board of advisors would help businesses. And it's almost like sometimes when people own their own business, they work in their business, they can't really look outside the box at times. And,
correct.
And I think my guess is, as a CPA and a business consultant, that's probably what you're going to say. It's always nice to have a fresh set of eyes to be able to look at another entity, and as well as some very experienced and knowledgeable people looking at a certain entity and giving advice and really direction.
Absolutely. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, and having a certain group of individuals as advisors to be able to help lead the organization and give you advice that is unconditional, or like Jason Bessler, doesn't have an agenda, but truly looking for the success of the organization on where it's been, where it is, and not necessarily where you want it to go, but where it needs to go.
Yeah, there's no question about that. So this is going to be an exciting and fast 1 hour from 2 to 3. We're going to talk to Jim Hayden, owner, founder of Board Developer, Inc., and it's going to be something that businesses absolutely want to hear about. But before we get started there, tell us about a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
Your background.
Sure. I'm the youngest of nine.
Nine.
I have six older brothers, two older sisters. I was born at Luke Air Force Base out here in the West Valley. I'm a fifth generation native.
Wow.
And growing up in a house, I think there was about 4 years or so where we all lived together. And I'm convinced that there's a tree in the backyard alive because of me, because we only had two restrooms.
Okay, never thought of it that way, but I think, wow, that could be a new trend. What do you think, Al?
No, I hadn't thought of that.
Or the trend. Yes, I think, I don't know, take over, Al. I'm not sure what to say about that one.
Oh, I want to also introduce Barbara Fleury.
Yes.
She is joining us in the studio today, and if you hear her chime in, which we've invited her to do so, I just wanted everyone to know she is our guest as well today.
Well, this is great, and welcome, Barbara.
Thank you very much.
And you have a beautiful smile. Doesn't Barbara have a beautiful smile?
She does. She's contagious.
Wow. See, that's why you're the business developer. You probably really... really know how to engage people, and that's so important too. If whether it's life or business, I mean, being able to relate to people has to be a critical skill.
A bond, a relationship.
Yeah, Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So
with this.
Yeah, with the heart. He's pointing to the heart. We are on TV, by the way. I forgot to tell you that. Let me actually check, but I'll give the website out, breakradioshow.com, breakradioshow.com, and you can see us live right now if you're by a computer. Now, let's go back to the tree. I am intrigued about that. So, not
Big
really.
Tree.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. But fifth generation native. Wow. That goes back a long way.
It does. My family moved to Arizona in about 1840. We came to Arizona with the intent to go to California for the gold rush era. We came across a river and couldn't get across it. It was approximately a mile wide and 30, 40 feet deep. And so the family that hit the river with the horses and the covered wagons built a ferry. It took about 2 or 3 months to build the ferry to get it across, which is known as Salt River.
Oh,
and once they got across, they decided to go back and do this a couple more times, and that became Hayden's Ferry.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Oh, wow. He's well-known, too. He's famous. Did you see any river rafting going on at the Salt River back in the day?
I don't think so. I guess there'd be a possibility. There might have been some kids having a good time back then. But you can imagine how it flowed where the tubes are now over just east of the valley. That's similar to what it looked like back then. Some of the stories, they would talk about the white caps in the water and for people to be able to cross. Then the river dried up, and as you might recognize now, the six stacks that stand across the street from Monty's La Casa Vieja became Hayden's Flour Mill.
That is so cool. That is a rich history, there's no doubt. And I understand there's a mini forest there, and I can understand that with the tree experience.
Yeah.
So that's my comment about the tree. Okay, so so you grew up in Arizona, of course. Did you ever leave Arizona at one time?
I did. My father, because I was born at Luke Air Force Base, my father was in the Air Force, and I got the opportunity as a young child to both live in the Philippines for 2 years, and then also I lived in Korea for a year. And when we went to Korea specifically, there was no American school, so I actually went to a Korean school that only spoke Korean for an entire year. So talk about immersion. So I learned to not only speak but also write Korean at the ripe age of 6.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. Now, is that valuable at some point? Just the fact you learned it, I think it is. But you probably don't use it all that much.
No, it's very valuable at the swap meet.
Yeah, there. Okay. There we go. I never thought. Can you say, how do you say breakthrough thinking in Korean?
I haven't a clue.
Oh, okay.
I can say "Kamsahamnida," which is thank you very much.
Oh, that's sort of cool.
Yeah.
Wow. So you in the Philippines, did you learn any language?
I did. You know, in the Philippines, it's the language where we lived, which was just outside of Manila, and we learned the language called Tagalog, which is almost a dialect of what you would call Spanish today.
Yeah.
And so it's very similar on words that were used.
So you speak at least three languages.
Well, no. I think I speak, I would say, conversational Korean today.
Yeah.
I can still write some Korean, but the Filipino is basically gone.
You know, we have a show called The Green Roundtable, which is every first Tuesday from 3 to 4. I think you'd be a good candidate on The Green Roundtable. You know why?
Why?
Because you like trees. That, I'm going to continue our conversation on trees throughout the next year. Okay, now let's talk about how did the Board Developer Inc. Become a company? What was the ideas? How long was it percolating? And how did you come up with the idea?
Well, the idea started because of happenstance. It was absolutely an accident. So just to back up slightly on my professional career, I worked at Southwest Ambulance from April 1988 to January 2007. I was a regional vice president when I left in January 2007. I had 2,600 employees and roughly responsible for about a $300 million budget, which included everything from operations to fleet to communications to risk to human resources. So I was very kind of ingrained with an employer of one on my resume from the time I turned 20 until I was 39.
Well, that's impressive. I mean, 2,600 employees, 300, you said, million budget?
300, yeah, was my responsibility. So all accounting, all of operations. And I started Southwest Ambulance, when I was 20, as an EMT.
Oh, really?
As an emergency medical technician. Later, ended up working as a paramedic. and be able to provide, and I'm going to use it kind of sculpting me as what I became. And for a long time, I would be the person that would go to your house on the worst day of your life.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. And that's interesting. But you ended up as the chief operating officer?
Ended up as a regional vice president.
Oh, regional vice president.
Uh-huh.
That's impressive to start with as an EMT and end up regional VP.
Yeah, so it was nice to be able to have, you know, the operations we had, the relationship we had. And I think if I have to remember back, the one thing that kind of made a difference on my relationship with employees, and that was I learned from a gentleman by the name of Dick Bowers. Dick Bowers was the city manager for the city of Scottsdale. And he said, I said, Dick, what really separates you from being a good city manager to a great city manager? And he said, Jimmy, once a week I open the phone book and I put my finger down and I see a name and I look at that name and I call that resident. And I say, hi, this is Dick Bowers. I'm the city manager for the city of Scottsdale. I'd like to know how I'm doing.
Is that right?
He did that. And he told me that. And I said, well, how do I impact that same type of feeling with employees? He said, well, you need to come up with a way to be able to communicate with them on a regular basis without it being something that's necessarily canned. So I thought of doing it on their birthday. So out of 2,600 employees, I started calling every employee on their birthday. And in the beginning, it backfired.
How so?
Well, I would call you and I would say, hey, and leave a message because you weren't home. This is Jim. Get the message. Please give me a call back. I'd like to talk to you. My number is blah, blah, blah.
And they thought they were fired.
They had diarrhea. They thought they were fired. And it was so I learned. And that was back prior to caller ID and all the things. And there was no cell phones back then. So when I would call and finally talk to the employee, I would say, you know, today's a really important day. And I'd like to tell you happy birthday. And that turned into happy anniversary for the company. Mm. So if it was a milestone, i.e. 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, and they were on duty, I would go to the station and tell them happy anniversary in person.
That's awesome.
Well, it made a difference.
It really is.
Because, I mean, you know, you go to somebody and you say, you know, if it wasn't for people like you that help provide for our organization, I honestly, with every bit of me, wouldn't get a paycheck.
So what do you tell people that you always hear it? I'm sorry to skipping around, but this is really important, I believe, is that they don't have time for anything. They're in a rush. They're reacting versus being proactive. And here you are in charge of 2,600 people, and you still find time to wish people well on their birthday or anniversary.
And I give credit to that to my fantastic assistants over the years who would give me that list every day. The maximum I had was 14 in one day, and the minimum I had was zero. But calling 14 people in one day and making time for it not to be a 3-minute call, but for however long the employee wanted to chat with me.
That could be a half a day easily.
Well, sometimes it would be a couple hours.
Yeah.
Because I would always ask, so how are things going? Obviously, happy birthday and
right,
whatever that case may be. But I think what hits me the most today is that I left working for the ambulance company in January 2007. Just this past November, so it's 4.5 years afterwards, I got a call from an employee, and she called me on her birthday.
Oh, wow.
And she says, Jimmy, today's my birthday, and you didn't call me today.
Oh, that's amazing.
And I said, it's been 4.5 years. And she says, I have no family, and you're the only one that ever called me on my birthday.
How does that make you feel when you make that type of impact on an individual?
You mentioned something that I think really hits near and dear to our heart at Board Developer and to my heart as an individual, and I know Barbara's as well. It isn't what you do for people. As your children will always forget what they have received from you, your children will always forget what you do for them. Employees and employers always forget what you do for the organization, but nobody on this planet ever forgets how you make somebody else feel.
Yeah, I totally agree. That is fantastic. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Jim Hayden, the owner and founder of Board Developer, who has a really big heart, as I'm discovering, with full of compassion. This is a Breakthrough Networking starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services. Hey, I like your shirt today, Al.
Thanks, Dave.
North Phoenix Chamber of Commerce. Why not? Okay, and we'll be right back.
Tax time is here again. Let Berenbaum and Spien relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business, such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Berenbaum and Spien has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff, and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spien, CPA.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074. 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton every fourth Monday of the month from 2 to 4. And this is an expanded, we've expanded the show.
Yes, we've gone, we've actually quadrupled.
Yeah, I actually quadrupled it because good stuff just can't be kept back. And Al, I got to say something about Al. I mean, I always say this, I know it might embarrass him, but Al is not only, Jim and Barbara, it's what you're talking about, heart. And Al has a huge heart. Al has so much compassion, but it translates into his integrity. Along with integrity, he has saved me three times with my computer stuff, related issues. And there's no resistance. He doesn't like, you know, some people, they'll say, oh, you again? What, you know, I have to save you again. Al happily, cheerfully, and looks forward to it, I think, to help people.
I do.
I've never seen anything like it. And you remember, my website got hacked. You fixed it.
Yes.
That was scary, too. I had no idea. And then there's some other issues. One of my computers was just like a snail. It wasn't working. Your son did a great job. And, yeah, of course, when I tripped over my cord on my laptop, And the little power thing got stuck in the laptop. I thought, uh-oh, I'll never get the power of this up again. What am I going to lose? This is how good Al is. Should I say it? Because
sure. Go ahead.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. I call Al up. He answers. He always does, usually. And he says, well, I'm going to a client, but come to a client, and I will fix it. It took virtually 30 seconds. And he gave me a power cord, too.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that is like the ultimate service. I have never seen anything like this ever.
And it is what I do in the computer industry that Jim and Barbara do in the business industry.
Yeah.
It is something that I enjoy doing. And then if I can help someone else, I do it cheerfully.
You absolutely do.
I love solving problems. And, you know, the computer is it's a great tool. But when it has issues, it is problematic, frustrating, and I can actually assist and help individuals. And then once it's solved, they treat me like a hero. So I can see it every day as I help the individuals, and that's what I like about Jim and Barbara. They have that helpful and caring. And that is the word, caring about the individuals. Yeah. I'd like that.
But as we talked about before, though, Al, about kind of what forms you, I think from my perspective towards you, what resonates with me the most about you is your two boys. He's the father of two boys that are 22 and 25.
Yes.
And being a great dad and talking about how one of your sons are being more involved in your business and the success of your business, and to see you kind of, your eyes kind of get wider, your eyebrows getting a little more higher on your forehead.
Yes.
When you talk about the passion about being a good dad. And that's more important to me, and that I think that resonates now that you're providing these similar services in the computer world that make a difference in a business through one computer at a time.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thanks. That's
well said. And, of course, which one of your sons, is it AJ that I dealt with?
It would have been Andrew.
Andrew. Phenomenal.
Yes.
For him to put up with me when I have no idea what I'm doing, and he is just so patient. He just like...
Yeah,
his dad.
He's a mini-me.
There's no question about it. It's a pleasure. I mean, you sell relief and you sell good feelings. I just want to honor you again because it's like there's no one even close to you.
Well,
not even close.
Well, thank you very much, Dave.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. So this is great because exactly this is the topic, Jim, you were talking about, how feelings are the things that people remember in life.
Correct. And I think as you go through life with your children being born, you know, proposing to your spouse, somebody dying in your life, losing a job, the feeling that you have, or when you get a promotion, those feelings that you have, you remember. And I think those of you that are listening today, you can remember something in your heart how you felt when something happened to you that was really important, typically.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And that's why we should be more aware. I mean, if we get too focused on just business and the task at hand, we might lose sight that there's lives out there, there's human beings out there. And I think it's really important to realize that it's not what just our product or service, it's what can we give beyond our product or service. I think that matters. Now, you said from 1988 to 2007, you worked at Southwest Ambulance. So what happened in 2007? Why did you leave?
They left me.
Oh, see, that's not appropriate. Okay, but maybe it is. There's always a blessing and a silver lining.
Yeah, and people say that. I think when it happened, people always say, well, this will be the best thing that ever happened to you, and that's a real common thread. And I think that looking back today, they're absolutely right.
Yeah, but at the time, perhaps, how did you feel?
I felt betrayed.
Did
I felt, you know, when you're loyal to an organization for 19 years, to have your position be eliminated for whatever reason is a difficult time to go through for life, and literally having a resume with one, it makes things, you start thinking to yourself, okay, what do you do, you know, with a significant non-compete and a significant severance agreement that doesn't enable me to work in the industry at all?
Mm. Makes it tough and challenging.
Well, and obviously also an opportunity to potentially try the entrepreneurial hat.
Yeah.
You know, and put on and have the opportunity from a financial perspective to now have a severance to be able to say, let's try something. Let's do something that means a lot to you as an individual, which I think I did.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this. I think during this economy, you know, for the last 4 or 5 years, people have experienced what you did. A lot of people got downsized out, evidently. So people can relate to what you just said. What advice would you give them to try to get out above any sadness, any frustration, any anger, any betrayal, so they can keep moving on with their life and see that there is something good out there for them? Well, what advice would you give them?
Two pieces.
Yeah.
Two blank pieces of paper.
Uh-huh.
On the first piece of paper, write down every single thing you're good at. On the second piece of paper, write down every single person you know, their cell phone number.
I like it.
On the first piece of paper, focus then on that list and what's the common theme on every single thing that you're good at. And on the second piece of paper, call every single one of those people and ask for their advice and meet with them in person and ask them what they think you should be doing.
Is that what you did?
Yes.
That is so interesting. So you had two pieces of paper. One listed all your great qualities, your skill sets, what you're good at, probably what you enjoy as well. And then write all the names of people that you know and cell phone.
Only write them down if you know their cell phone number.
Oh, okay.
I don't want you to write down somebody's name that you know.
Yeah.
You've met once or twice. I say cell phone number because usually if you know somebody's cell phone number, I was going to say a number that you've memorized, but now with cell phones that we have, we don't memorize anybody's.
Because we have smartphones.
Right. You just type
I have
in
a smartphone. You it's just called type an iPhone.
You just type in Dave and you push speed dial and you answer. And
when people say, what's your number? I go, hold on. I push in Dave and there it is. No, I did remember it. But so that makes sense. So you want someone that you sort of know pretty well to be able to do that. Otherwise, stranger may, well, they may not have the time or want to give the time, right?
That's correct. When you ask somebody for their advice, everybody's willing to give advice.
Yeah.
And you coat and you ask it in a way, and then I think the key now is in giving advice to others, don't just hear them. Actively listen to what they're saying.
Yeah. And
actively.
Objectively, too, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And ask for that the critical feedback that you need to be a better person. And don't try to figure out ways where you're going to be able to make more money, off to the next job, how great my resume needs to look. And I would focus heavily on what you, as an individual, what you were placed here to do.
On Earth, you're talking about.
Right.
And that makes sense. I think that should be the starting point at all times because someone that once said, what do you get paid for not to do? You know, a typical job. So most people, I'd say a good majority of people, are getting paid at their job, but it keeps them from their passion. And that's sort of sad, isn't it, to go through life that way?
Absolutely, until you find your passion, which becomes your job.
Yeah, exactly. Rather than job just to make a living, you know, how can you make a life? How can you really, because I think when people are fulfilling and living their passion, it's their gifts and talents in which to really uplift the world, don't you think?
Wholeheartedly.
Yeah.
Like what that thing there behind you says.
What does it say?
It says the Holy Bible.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It does say that. So, but I agree. I think this is important. And like Al, I mean, that's you found your passion quite a while ago, and you live it every day. How fun is that, waking up each morning knowing you can live your passion the way you want?
That's true. And something that my wife says to me jokingly at first is, you could do this 24 hours a day, couldn't you?
Yeah.
And the answer is, absolutely. I do enjoy it.
You know, and you can always tell. And that's the beauty. I think it's just a small percentage of the population, however. So here you are, 2007. They eliminated your position. What's the first thought that went through your mind?
I have to buy a car.
You had a car from the company?
For over 10 years.
Wow.
So that was the first thing. I had to get a ride home from someone who worked for me.
Yeah, that is bizarre, I got to tell you. All right, so then as the weeks went on, well, let me ask you this, and then we'll take a break. But at what point did you really, your future start getting, looking good? I mean, you're shaping it. I suspect it took a few weeks. Maybe there was some type of shock, I suspect. And I mean, anytime you work that long at a place, but at what point did you really start thinking, wait a minute, this is an opportunity. Maybe now there's some great things that I haven't experienced that I can. How long did that take?
Probably a couple weeks.
So not too long at all.
No, and I think that one of those advice meetings I had was at breakfast in Fountain Hills at the Denny's on Shea. And I remember it like yesterday when they gave me the original idea, which now has become what our company is today.
Wow, so it really happened rather quickly then.
Yeah, the concept happened very quickly. Now, I did work in commercial real estate, which is kind of, there's a twist for you, for a short time immediately after leaving Southwest Ambulance. One of our responsibilities at our company at Southwest was we had 262 properties in four states. So I had to learn as one of my responsibilities to have oversight of that property and have oversight of managing that property. So I went to real estate school in 1995. And then subsequently went to broker school. And so when I left Southwest Ambulance immediately within a week was contacted and with the use of a headhunter received the a job, I'll call it, and ended up lasting for 8 months. I worked in the commercial real estate industry. I was president of the largest commercial real estate company in the state, which was Retail Brokers Incorporated.
Really?
And
wow.
So they offered me to be their president. I worked there 8 months to the day and truly wanted to get involved with something that meant something more to my heart that entire time. And as you might guess, the real estate world is very transactional.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not a transactional person.
More relationship.
Yes.
Yes, no doubt about it. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to ask Jim Hayden, how important are skill sets then? Because the reason I suspect you got a job that quickly is because you developed yourself constant and consistent, evolving as a person, as a sophisticated business guy. I think that's important, and we'll be right back.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762 or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Tie One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Breakthrough Networking, starring Al Fulton, every fourth Monday from 2 to 4 at NetOne Services. Believe me, your choice for IT or web or anything related, or just to talk to Al, I go, right?
That's true.
I mean, just you're a pleasure always to talk with. Now, we have in studio Barbara Fleury and Jim Hayden from Board Developers, and we were talking about the two-piece of paper approach to really probably understanding yourself more and really figuring out, getting feedback and really moving forward. And that's how you said Board Developers started. It was right after, sometime after 2007, I suspect, when you left, when your position was eliminated. And an individual, was it in Fountain Hills or is that another time?
No, we met in Fountain Hills. Yeah. Well, for breakfast at Denny's.
What'd you have? That's the big question.
I don't remember.
You remember the tree incident, but you don't remember the breakfast. What's up with that?
Because I went to that tree a lot.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
So
I probably had oatmeal.
Yeah. Oh, do you ever go to Wildflower Bread Company?
We do.
I get the steel cut oatmeal. Do you
Fantastic.
Like that?
We do.
Yeah, we've had the owner on the show. They are great. Great people.
Agreed.
And a great restaurant. Which one do you go to, by the way?
The one on Val Vista and Baseline now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the south side of the street. We go there at least a couple times a month.
How fun is that?
And my family enjoys. My daughter's turned 11, and she said, where do you want to go for dinner? And she goes, I want breakfast, and I want to go to the Wildflower.
Oh, very cool. It's a great place. We've met there many times, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good place. So tell us how that meeting went. So that's how Board Developer started. When you got the two pieces of paper, you put all your good qualities on, and then you had names of people with cell phone numbers, people that you knew well. And what advice did they – do you remember the advice this person gave you?
I remember well. I called Rod. Rod was our mortgage guy, had been our mortgage guy since we bought our first home in 1990. So I got married in June of 91. And so the house sat empty for 6 months. We moved in together the day we got married. Over the course of the year, Rod has been a trusted advisor from a financial perspective as our mortgage guy. And so he was, for obvious reasons, was on the list. And I sat down with him and I said, you know, this is the list of things that I've come up with that I know that I'm good at, and I'd love to get your advice. And he said, and didn't skip a beat, he said, Jimmy, you know more people than I'll ever know in my lifetime. And because of that, you should come build my advisory board for my business.
Wow, interesting.
Just like that. He goes, you will know people to put on my advisory board to help my business grow because I don't know what I don't know.
Yeah, totally agree with that statement. And so many businesses in today's time really operate what I call from the first level of thinking, just the things they know and they continue doing, which doesn't mean you're going to get out of the rut. In fact, it means you'll stay in the rut if you do the same thing over and over, but you're going to get the same results.
You're absolutely right. On the way in today, Al was mentioning he just started reading the book E-Myth.
Oh, yes. Nice book.
And we were talking about the entrepreneur, the manager, and the technician, and I asked him where he was in the book, and he was sharing with me, and what you just said, you know, resonates. How do you leave the mold of being the technician and or the manager and become the entrepreneur and managing all three? And that's when Rod kind of hit me between the eyeballs and said, this is what you should be doing, and I'd like you to do it in my company first.
That is so cool. So you had your first client right then and there.
First client negotiated a monthly fee for me to come into his offices and meet with his employees and learn more about his industry, you know, because my industry, although is in medicine, my industry is in people.
Yeah.
You know, dealing with a large number of people for such a long period of time. So I did just that. I went into his office and interviewed all the employees, and I asked him some tough questions. Why do you work here?
Interesting.
So what's it like to work for this guy? You know, what's it like to, you know, be around this type of this? I mean, what do you plan on doing, you know, for a career? And then I would gather all that information from every interview I had. I also interviewed the owner's wife, and I also interviewed the owner's children.
Interesting.
They were older. So one was 18, and one, I think, was 20 at the time. It's been 5 years. And I'd ask the same things about, you know, him as a leader, him as a dad, because one of the things that I decided after I left working for the ambulance company was that I was going to be much more of a participant in my own kids. And how I did that is to this day, I either take my kids to school or pick them up every day at school. To this day.
Wow. And to this day.
To this day. So 5 years later, after I've left Southwest Ambulance, I took Emma to school this morning. I don't do drop-off like most parents do. I park. I walk her to her classroom if I'm taking her to school. And I give her a kiss goodbye. And occasionally, even though she's 11 turning 12, she still likes to hold dad's hand.
Oh, that is so cool.
That is.
Wow. That is impressive, I got to tell you. And it comes from your heart again.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Now, I'm curious about when you interviewed all these people, from the wife to the children to the employees, what did it tell you? What conclusions, if you can say, maybe you can't, but But if you can't, then in generalities, what are the things you're looking at to change?
Well, now that Board Developer has been around for 5 years, this has been very refined. We now call it the internal stakeholder analysis, where we interview all internal stakeholders of the organization and potentially external stakeholders. If it's your largest client or your largest competitor, I may want to interview them as well. So then Barbara and I will either together or we'll split up and interview up to 25 people that touch that organization. And we do keep the conversations confidential.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain limitation with that, though. We tell the people when we're interviewing them that don't cross an HR barrier. Don't call the owner of the business something you wouldn't want to have repeated to the owner.
Right.
But by the same token, we want to truly understand at the bowels of the organization why it exists. And then we start forming, in a sense, its own nucleus and understanding it's its own legacy as an organization, not the legacy of the owner, but the legacy of the entity of the organization. And that helps us then moving forward with helping craft what types of board members would be best suited for that organization moving forward. So instead of, so if a company says, well, we need somebody on our board that's a marketing person, well, do you want somebody that owns a marketing business? Do you want somebody that runs a marketing department? You want somebody that knows how to put together tchotchke marketing items? Do you want somebody that can teach you about earned media? I mean, so all, and then once we're able to interview the entire organization, then we can say, this is exactly who you need for your board today versus tomorrow.
So you're like a matchmaker.
Yes.
In a way.
In a way. Sure.
Wow. Now, so tell us about Board Developer then. So you really are interviewing all these businesses, and then you match up and you have all these boards throughout, I suspect, just the Phoenix area or throughout
nation? We've expanded. We're nationwide.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah, and so when Rod had us come in and start the growing of his company, started understanding where he had, and I'll use the word coffee stains, and I use that term a lot, organizational coffee stains, where his organizational coffee stains were, to then make a determination of which board members would be best for his company.
And give us an example. So a coffee stain, I suspect, would be something that can be improved, put it mildly, right?
Well, absolutely. And so if you can remember back, do you remember Scandinavian Airlines?
Yes.
So Scandinavian Airlines had huge issues with customer service in the 70s and 80s. And they did a huge study. They surveyed 60,000 people that flew on the airplane. And they gave the survey, broke it into two separate pieces. The first piece, they handed out 30,000 surveys. They asked 30 questions, looking to answers for only four: the cleanliness of the airplane, the cleanliness of the bathroom, the competency of the pilot, and the mechanics of the engine. Collected the survey, airplane took off. Second survey, exactly the same, completely cleaned the fuselage, same exact questions, but they did one thing different. Every third row back in the airplane, they lowered down the tray, they took a cup of coffee, they dipped it in coffee, brought it over to the tray, then removed it from the tray, let the little ring dry, put the tray away, handed out the same surveys, same questions, cleanliness of the airplane, cleanliness of the bathroom, competency of the pilot, mechanics of the engine, collected the survey, airplane took off. First survey came back, airplane was meticulously clean, bathrooms are very clean, pilots were overly competent, and the mechanics of the engine were above standard. Second survey, third row back, you can guess where it's going. The airplane's dirty, the bathrooms are dirty, the pilots are incompetent, and the mechanics of the engine are substandard.
And so the moral of the story is one piece of a business that isn't operating efficiently or even in a way that serves customers can taint the whole organization.
When did they collect the survey? Before the airplane took off. Nobody saw the bathrooms.
Yeah.
Nobody saw the pilot. Yeah. And you hadn't been backed out of the gate yet to know that the engines were rated 60% different on a survey solely based upon the little ring. If you can't keep this ring off my
That's fascinating. There's no question about it. And I think it really demonstrates how important board developer is for companies. Now, we'll take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to ask you a question. Is this for small, mid-sized, large companies? We'll find out after this break. We're here with Jim Hayden and Barbara Fleury from Board Developer. This is Breakthrough Networking starring Al Fulton, NetOne Services. We'll be right back.
Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Weidenauer, Heinten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Bierenbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Breakthrough Networking every fourth Monday from 2 to 4, starring Al Fulton and NetOne Services. Al, this is most fascinating.
It is.
How do you meet all these amazing guests you have brought on?
Through networking.
Wow. See, that's why it's called Breakthrough Networking. You are the networking king.
No, I've Dave Sherman and Gelly, who have been on the show, they set a really good example of networking in this industry.
No doubt about it. So the question I had, and we have about maybe 8 minutes left or so, is we have 10 minutes left. Our producer, Tommy, we call him Tommy because his name is Tommy. All right. So anyway, that was insightful. So let's talk about, is this for small, mid, large size businesses? Listeners may want to know, hey, they're probably jumping up and down right now saying, hey, pick me, right? Remember that it was in Shrek?
Pick me.
Remember?
It was the donkey.
Yeah, exactly. I love that movie.
Right.
I saw it like six times when it first came out with my youngest daughter. It was, we kept going back, and we kept paying for it. Anyway, so is it for small, mid, large, all three?
All three.
So no one's too small to have a board is what you're saying.
Our smallest client is an employer of one. The client is Need an Assistant, needanassistant.com. Hmm. The founder is a gal named Kim, who ironically I went to a grade school with and high school with. We reconnected through Facebook, wanted to learn what I was doing professionally. I told her what we were doing, a board developer. She says, well, can I have a board? I only have just me. And we said, absolutely. And now her board is five members strong. Her board's been placed now for about 3 years. Her company has grown significantly because of the credibility the board brings, the business development the board's acumen brings to the organization, the marketing that the board brings to the organization. And I think most of all now, they've all become, in a sense, ambassadors or marketeers for her company.
So I bet attorneys, CPAs out there right now that have clients, how do you, is it politically sensitive sometimes when you bring in a board? Maybe a board would be, could be a CPA, could be an attorney, could be both. Is that sensitive to the existing CPA or attorney for the company?
That's a great question. Now, with all of our boards, the board members are non-paid, non-fiduciary, non-voting individuals, which means they can serve and not have a conflict of interest. And so a CPA, because we have several CPAs that serve as advisory board members, we have several physicians, we have several leaders in the organization who would normally would be potential conflict, but because of their it's a non-paid, non-fiduciary role. For example, our current sitting county attorney, Bill Montgomery, serves on a client's board of ours. And just by mere fact, because it's a non-fiduciary role, Bill is an incredible leader to be able to provide feedback to the client.
Bill's amazing. He was on our show at least five times already, and we had a live debate with him and Mike Kokelski when he was running for county attorney. What a brilliant guy Bill Montgomery is.
Interesting, and that's a side note on Bill. My oldest daughter babysits his kids.
Is that right?
And if you know about somebody, you can know through their children, because as we well know, children don't have filters.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I know he's a good human being because the way he talked about his wife and his family, you could just tell sometimes. And just brilliant, though, and a nice heart. I'm glad he won, actually, because I think he's doing a really, really nice job. So who would the board, it could be five, it could be less. Is that how it works?
That's correct. When we ask people to potentially serve, the exciting part about the ask is that genuinely, so you might ask yourself, why would somebody want to serve on my little company's advisory board? And the answer is real simple. People genuinely love to give back.
Gotcha.
It's a resume builder.
Oh, yeah.
It's a networking opportunity. And since it's a for-profit company, in my humble opinion, you can have an agenda. They potentially could become a client of yours when you serve. And the exciting thing that we have now is that in 2011, every single person we asked to serve said yes.
Is that right?
Not one no.
Now, is it a monthly commitment from the board? Is it quarterly, every other month? How does it work?
Depends on the client. We have clients that board meetings are every other month.
Okay.
I would say by and large the board meetings are quarterly. We run the board meetings. We run the agenda. Mm. We meet with the client every month up until the board meeting to talk about deliverables, to talk about strategic planning, what exactly we want to glean from the board. And then after the board meets, then we talk about the action items, and the CEO or the owner doesn't own the action items. Board developer does. And we own them because we ensure they get done, because what gets measured gets done.
Well, that's fantastic. That's that puts you in a very unique position and heavy responsibility on you, it seems like.
Yeah, I think we as an organization become true trusted advisors, in a sense. Sometimes become kind of that shadow CEO. So when it comes time to, sometimes I'll get a call at 7 o'clock at night from a CEO. He's on his way home and he says, Jimmy, I'm thinking about giving Julie a raise. What do you think? And at that time, it kind of hits that I'm now trusted.
Yeah.
And that takes time. And I respect that because you earn that relationship with the leader. And I'm very happy to say that every client today that we have is not only renewed with board developer from our very first client until today. But as we get new clients, that trusted relationship seems to be a common thread with the organizational growth.
So let me ask you this. Why do the great majority of business out there, why do they not have a board? I mean, it's because they don't know about it, or is it because I mean, I have my own opinion. I think people are just stuck in their own box, and they just don't understand what's the possibilities out there.
It's a great question, and I get it a lot, and we get it a lot. And its simple answer is that people say, I don't need a board. I'm too small. I'm not a corporation. I'm only a little LLC. And if you understand what the advisory board provides you, these are non-fiduciary advisory board members that are unpaid, and we're using them for their expertise to help you and help your organization become more successful and give you that level of advice that's unconditional and doesn't have an agenda other than the success of your business.
That's fantastic. So if people knew more about what you deliver, you know, a board developer, and by the way, I'm really impressed that you own the action items.
I do. Yeah. Or we do as an organization.
That's phenomenal. Boy, that's taken the ultimate in accountability and responsibility.
Then it gets done.
Yeah.
Who holds the CEO accountable today? The answer is nobody, or the wife's pocketbook, if it's owned by a man.
Ah, interesting point. Let's get into that on our dating show. We do have a dating show. Anyway, this is fantastic because I think more people should be aware of you. Now, what's going to happen, though, are you ready to grow? Are you ready to rock and roll? Because there's only one of you, one of Barbara, I suspect, or do you have more people on your staff?
We have a team, and obviously with the operations grown beyond the state of Arizona, it's nice to be able to have representatives throughout the U.S. That have allowed board developer to excel. In Arizona, it's nice because I'm a native and I have some cachet associated with my name, but outside of Arizona, I don't.
Right.
So the key is to find individuals that have that same type of acumen in those communities.
And what are some of the people saying, some of the businesses saying, because you said they all renew usually after it's a one-year
commitment.
Commitment. Mm-hmm. What are they telling you? What is some of the feedback that just warms your heart?
Well, one of my favorite earlier clients, and the owner's name is Renee. When we started working with Renee in her business, she had me interview her sons. At the time, were 17 and 20. Just 2 months ago at breakfast, she asked me if I would, and it's been 4 years now, and she asked me if I wouldn't mind interviewing her youngest son again. And I said, what for? And she said, well, he had a death. One of his friends died, and he still to this day talks about his interview with you 4 years ago and how much he respect you from a business perspective. And I'd like you to meet with him again to give him some advice.
Wow.
It had nothing to do with the business, but it had everything to do with the impact that I had on this now 20-year-old soul who was a little lost right now.
You know, and that's how you started the show, the impact you had with the employees at Southwest Ambulance, making a difference by really paying attention to them on their birthday. And it's remarkable. We're ending the show where we started with the human feeling, the human element involved. Let's give out some contact information. How do people get in touch with you? I want to get in touch with you. It's fantastic.
Simple, boarddeveloper.com.
That's it?
That's it.
Boarddeveloper.com. And get on the website, and they can email you, I suspect, right from the website?
Absolutely. Everything's there. It's a nice, short, brief website that talks about what we do as an organization. We change organizations one board member at a time, and we believe that with every bit of our existence.
And you put heart and soul into everything you do.
Everything.
That is the key, I believe. It's not just about mechanical information. It's not just about advice. It's about the human element, raising and you know, really performing above your self-imposed limitations. Wow, we're out of time. I can't believe it. Jim Hayden, thank you so much. Barbara Fleury, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And stay tuned for more Al Fulton coming up. Al, you have a comment.
I did. I would like to have them both back on the show again to talk about the power of touch and your dash.
Oh, absolutely. We will get into that. Let's schedule that, and we'll let everyone know when they'll be on again. And we'll be right back to talk some social media, huge importance. And this is Breakthrough Networking starring Al Fulton. We'll be right back.
Great. Thank you.
familyvaluesradio.net.
1010 KXXT.
Collison, Phoenix.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074, 602-625-3074, to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Tax time is here again. Let Bierenbaum and Spiing relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Bierenbaum and Spiing has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff, and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spiing, CPA.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
Hirschberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hirschberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hirschberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hirschberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.